Oh, hey, room service. Finally, I was starting to wonder who I had to kill to get some B-neg around here. Touchy, aren't we? Worried I'll leave a bad review. Well, you should be. The service is shit. And, if I'm being honest, the concrete floor's very disappointing. I mean, it's a dungeon. Cobblestone is a must if you don't want the place to feel like a repurposed basement. Sorry, was the crash diet supposed to make me less snarky? Hate to break it to you, Captain, but even with the starvation setting in, I'm planning to dedicate all remaining energy reserves to being a pain in the neck. What can I say? It's part of my charm. I see you brought fresh meat with you tonight. Two new faces. That bodes well. Gonna toss one of the trainees in here and see what happens. Shame. I could use the enrichment. You should start handing out coloring books or activity sheets or something. Hell, I'd take a Rubik's Cube right about now, and I've never finished one of the damn things. Every time I get more than 5 minutes in, I think, you know what? I could be buried in someone's jugular right now. So, I go do that instead. Guessing from the furious note-taking from clipboard over there that we've got a stenographer on our hands. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Specs. You've got lovely eyes. You should come over here where I can see them a little better. Maybe even... Ah, fuck! Come on, I was barely trying to thrall the kid. You don't have to break out the holy water just because some desk jockey can't hold out against a few sweet nothings. Train your scribes better, or figure out a mic that doesn't fuzz out around vampires. Go ahead. Spray me again. Hell, dump a whole bucket over me, Witch of the West style. Good luck getting information out of some acid-pitted bones. Oh, good. We're going down the whole list of questions again. Can't I just say 15, go fuck yourselves, and call it done? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck. You know what? I'm just gonna ignore you. Do my own thing. Roll call. Captain, clipboard, and... Awful quiet over there, door number 3. What's the matter? Are you as bored by this shit as I am? Ugh. Seriously, Captain? I'm not answering. Mark tonight off as a lost cause already. Or send your mad scientists in. I'm not a fan of being shot up with mystery juice, but at least their questions are interesting. I could quote off the rest of your list in my sleep. Try me. What is your position in vampire society? Where will the next soiree be held, and who will be hosting? Do you know the location of any other nests? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and for the record, the whole nest thing? Super dumb. I mean, we're not goddamn birds. We live in houses like people. Well, most of us. You do get the occasional mausoleum dweller, but with the housing market the way it is, can you really blame them? Ooh, I'm so scared. Last chance to answer. Do you learn your interrogation skills from watching shitty action movies, or is the cheesiness homegrown? Love you too. Night, Captain. Night, Clipboard. And hello, Cupcake. Nice of you to stick around. I don't think I've ever seen you this reserved. What, does being around your boss make you skittish? Or is someone feeling a little guilty? Oh, I feel great. I was just razzing the captain earlier. This setup is 5 stars. I'm thinking of remodeling my place to be just like it. No modern comforts. A breeding ground for back problems if it wasn't for the vampire thing. Handcuffs, well, I have the handcuffs already, but you get the point. Look, if you're here to gloat, can we get on with it already? The faux concern is weirding me out. Yeah, gloat. Or, wait, is it called something different when you're the hero? I can't really think of a good alternative. Rubbing it in sounds worse. Bragging isn't any better. I guess you could call it relishing your triumph, but that makes it sound like you actually beat me, and I don't think what happened counts. Though, I guess I have to give you points for the betrayal. Here I was, thinking you were more honorable than that. No, I get it. I thought it was weird that you were being so compliant about owing me. I should have seen the whole thing coming. Lull the big scary vampire into a false sense of complacency. Wait until you have concrete dinner plans, and bam, spring your trap. Right. You expect me to believe a whole team of vampire hunters just happened to show up on the night we were supposed to be meeting? Nice try. Did your boss put you up to playing good cop? What is she then? Chapter director? Yeah, that still sounds like your boss. God, don't try to explain the difference. Aren't I being tortured enough already? I don't need a lecture on top of the hunger pains. Having you standing so close is bad enough. Nope. I'm gonna stare where I want, Hunter, and your face isn't really keeping my attention with how starved I am. Not that you've got a lot of neck to be ogling right now. Could you do me a favor and pop a couple of those buttons for old time's sake? Joy Killer. If you're telling the truth, and I don't actually believe you, by the way, just making that clear, you better hope they don't crack my phone. I've got all those pretty pictures of your veins in there, Cupcake, and I don't think those compromising positions are going to be great for your career. But what do I know? And suddenly your face has my full attention again. You blush so nicely, Cupcake. You should come a little closer. Let me see. I just want to see. Come on. I'm cuffed anyway, and you've got those bars between us. You're totally safe. So just take a step forward. I won't try anything. Promise. Just a few feet closer. A foot. Anything. I need. You. Fuck. I think I'm gonna embarrass myself if you hang around much longer. I'm kind of holding on by a thread over here. You've always tested my self-control, but this is something else. I want to swallow you whole, and for the first time, I think I might actually do it. I didn't think it was going to end like this. I thought it'd be my teeth in your throat or your steak in my chest, not starvation. Not other hunters poking and prodding at me. Bringing other players in was always against the rules of our little cat and mouse game. Or at least I thought it was. But I was projecting, wasn't I? Because I don't like to share. I'm not holding out because I give a shit about other vampires. Not more than I give a shit about me. Look out for number one and all that. Like I always said. But I'm not giving Captain Cold the satisfaction. And it's not like talking would save my ass. I'm dead anyway. You still owe me, you know, if that still matters. And I don't want to starve, okay? It's the worst way you can go. When you turn, you wake up with this hunger, and it's not like human hunger, it's so much worse than that. It's not like having an empty stomach. It's like being empty. Like you're made of nothing. And you'd do anything to never feel that again. You don't care who you kill or who you have to betray. You'll eat friends if you get hungry enough. Family, lovers, anything to hold off that emptiness. I just don't want to starve. You know what I'm saying, right? You understand? Cupcake. Wait, Hunter, come back. Don't run off now. You can't run off now. This isn't fair. You owe me. Hunter, you can't just leave me. Finish me off, you fucking coward. Please.